We're holding on page 3. Pirtzah u'Pesach. Mechitza suya ketikuno. You have a situation where you have a valid wall. It's not a lechi, it's not a kardo, it's not a source of Pesach, it's an actual wall. Achena mechitza gederis is called a ruach, but the mechitza doesn't cover the whole side. So then there's a concept of a pirtzah u'seris. The fact that there's a pirtzah in the wall will make that side prohibited. Okay. Kishashir appears a cotton, but if the opening is small, we do not define the lack of wall there as there's been a break in the wall. We define it as an opening, as a doorway. Even though there's no door there, but it's a way to get into this area, and that's a valid way to build the wall. How large is too large? It goes from being a Pesach to being a Pirtza break. If it's the definition of what's called a Pirtza is beyond 10 amos. Kosher pachos mi eser amos reiza ke pesach. Less than 10 amos is a pesach. The truth that we hold actually 10 is also a pesach. It's more than 10, which is a problem. Amam din apirtza toli gam b'mikum hapirtza b'yachas. The rishus, we have to define what area we're enclosing. We're talking about a chotzer, the definition of pesach and pirtza is 10 amos. The areas where it's 4 tefachim can be a problem already, by a mavi possibly. Okay. Pesach. Gam b'pirtza shehi b'shir Pesach. Even if the opening is not too large, and therefore it's the size which would be considered a Pesach. Nemru b'nishnu kama hagbolus. There are limitations. Even so, there's some more qualifications it has to have to be considered a Pesach. For example, Pirtza b'keren zavus, shomer b'gemora, she Pesach b'keren zavus le'avidi inchi. People don't make doors, maybe modern architecture, but you know, in the normal standard, you don't put a door all the way in the corner, immediately abutting another side. You put a door in the middle of a wall somewhere. So if you have a door all the way at the side, there's two ways to understand Pirtza b'keren zavus. One, Pirtza b'keren zavus means that it's right here. There's an opening right at the edge of one of the sides. One shot is there was an opening like this. Wall here, and then there's an opening which is at an angle.
Like the corner?
Across the corner, the angle across the corner. So that's, people don't make, you know, so we put doors. You don't put doors across the corners like that. So therefore, when you have an opening like that, halacha says it's not considered a pesach; it's considered a pirtza, because people don't make doors in such a place, so it's not a door. You have two openings.
And how close are we talking about? In other words, going to that first opinion.
I don't remember if there's then a beloved or not in that situation. I think it means it's actually abutting the corner. Mm-hmm. You have two openings, and one is easier for has easier access than the others. So the other one, which is not the one which is used, will be considered a pirtza, not a pesach.
I understand. I mean, any time you have two, isn't one going to be a little bit more convenient to use?
Lav davka. I mean, both in the middle of the door opening of the wall, both are the same size. There's no reason to find one easier, harder. It's not an obvious difference between the two of them. You have one which is very large and one which is fairly very small, or the access to it is harder. Those are the cases where you have a problem. Now, you can have a series of doorways. We don't limit yourself to one doorway. So halacha could say, if I have, let's say, make the case easy, this I have two walls enclosed fully. In the third wall, there's a series of openings. So we would look at them as long as they're not ten amas, those are psochim. So there's a few psochim, a few openings on that wall. In the fourth wall, you'll enclose with something. You need Aymed Meruba. There has to be a majority which is enclosed. There's a machlokes, we define Aymed Meruba as all a total of all four sides together. We just look at each side separately. We look at each side separately. So even though this is fully enclosed, this is fully enclosed, which is very helpful. You know, but over here, if this side there's more openings than wall, you have a problem. But let's say that we're fine. But now we might have a problem of vis-a-vis a specific closure part of it. There's openings on both sides. If those openings are larger than the closure in the middle, there's a concept, and we have a new concept. Kamokain, you're talking matzav yeshem kama psochim va'aver ha'pesach amsoi yispat al yedei ha'aver. Also, avira the hagisa umavatale. And he should mean the way you saw some avra peso. There is, if this wall is 20 amas long, and I have a closure of 4 amas, I have an opening of 5 amas. I have a closure of 4 amas, an opening of 5 amas, and then I have a closure of 2. So I'm going to have in the middle a wall of 4 with 2 walls of 5 on each side of it. So the aver is greater than that middle wall. That'll be moved out to the wall. So now I have an opening of 5, 4 plus 5, which is 14. The 14 is too big, because the avra on both sides is going to be mevatel that middle thing. So that's an issue which we have to be aware of. Tzuras HaPesach, we already mentioned the day of Tzuras HaPesach, he brings it again. The Mishnah of Worship, Pirtza Shi Yosem Yasser Amos, if there is... So these get into the Pesach without any tikkun at all, in the cases where it's acceptable. It's an opening, that's it. B'mishum of worship, pirtzah shi yoyser mi eser amis, ach yesh la tzuras ha-pesach, ena pirtzah yoseris. But if it has a tzuras ha-pesach, which means it has two side posts and it has a lintel across the top, so that's the fact that it's open, it's not a problem. V'gemor huva das rav, she pirtzah yoyser mi eser oseris, that he can't make it larger than 10. Fine. Erubi Chetzeres. So Isser. Ma'oz Isser. What exactly is the Isser which Erubi Chetzeres is coming to address? So Chazal created the Isser, and they created a way to permit it. What was Isser that they created? Rishusam Ushetev is the Chamad the Yurim. So we won't really deal with Erubi Chetzeres in the first 5 parakim. We will not really deal with Erubi Chetzeres. Rishusam Ushetev is the Chamad the Yurim. A area which is shared by more than one dweller. There's a courtyard which is shared by many homes. So, Xeris based dinu shel Shlomo. This was in Hamelach. This was instituted by Shlomo Hamelach. She also lahotzi mi habayis lechatzar. You cannot carry from the house out to this common courtyard. Chemi bayis echad lechaver. You can't carry from one home to another home. Even if there's no courtyard, they should join together. There's machlokes why it's us. If we would permit the person carrying from his home out into the chatzar and beyond, people will carry from a rishus yachid into a halachic rishus rabbim. People in their mind perceive the house as a private area and the chatzar as a public area.
kosher to rip yachid in the house? What is a house?
I'm sorry. House is rishus yachid, right? But the point is the chatzar halachically is also rishus yachid. But in people's minds, it's perceived as a rishus rabban because it's joined, it's used by many people. So in their mind, oh, this is a domain of the public, you know. Okay. Vesipu achredim shechobim kolul beisur zeh gam im eso yitzoab mirshus ha-sheyachas lodem echad rishus ha-sheyachas l'chaberoi. And then once that's true, the carrying from one private home to another private home should be permitted. Because once the Chacham said, I can't carry to an area which is not specific to myself, I can't carry to the Chatzu because it's not specific to myself. They said, I can't carry from one house to another either without this tikkun. But that's the Rama. Rashi and the Rashi seem to where they explain the other way around.
Where there's a common wall between two houses.
Right.
So, does that make much of a difference?
No. Let's say we have a common wall, there's actually a door between the two houses. You can't carry from one house to the other unless you make a Rubik and Sarah's. Person lives in an apartment building, so the hallways have a din like a chotzer for this purpose. This person can't carry out of his personal apartment into the hallway without any Ruvich Hetzeris.
Right, and even if you had you didn't have a hallway between, there was just a
direct access between the two would also be a problem.
The hallway in the apartment building is not a hallway because there are no Hetzer on top of it.
Well, for this purpose, we're not going to differentiate between a Mavi and a Rubik. The way we make a Rubik Hetzeris will work even if it's a Mavi. For this purpose, there are some differences in a Mavi and a Chatzar for this purpose, but they're not significant. Well, I mean, we'll see.
If you put like an extension on your house, I mean, this is a room that wasn't there before.
That's all. It's all totally owned by yourself, by your family. Right.
Although you would have an issue if perhaps there was like your parent, you built some kind of extension for your parent, and they had some kind of ownership over it.
Theoretically, it could be a problem. Depends how it's set up. Yeah. If there is a concept called Dreis's Regel. If I maintain in that property. Access rights. I'm maintaining that property. Items, I furnish it. I put the things in over there. Things which you can't be. They have no power to remove them. So then I retain rishus over that property. This is one of the discussions. Like apartment building, does an apartment building need a Rubik Hatzeris? Because there's a common ownership of some items in all of the homes, which is the apartment building owns all the refrigerators, let's say, owns all of the stoves. Or they have access for emergency, they have emergency access. So a condo is more problematic. So Rabbanim is itself held the Warwick did not need a Rubik Hatzeris, but the towers did. So in the case the city area would go down, if there's no Rubik Hatzeris in the towers, you can't carry in the hallway, but you could carry in the Warwick in the hallway. Not every piece with that, it's Mechalikus. Some places can hold that a power building is also a problem. It then extends from there to hotels. Mechalikus had a passing by hotels. Hospitals, I think most places can hold you don't really have any ownership at all on that room. They can move you at will, but a hotel, you got your room, Sir, we're moving to the room. Excuse me, I rented this room, I'll sue you. You can't sue the hospital because they move you from room 122 to 124. They go the other way around. So according to the Rambam, the Ikar Takana was a case of a private home into a shared public area, a chutzur. And by extension, we extended it to two adjacent homes. But from Rashi and the Rashba, however, it seems to be the opposite. The town of Chazal was one home to the next, and they said you can't do that. Shema Yoboy or Lahat or Gamut Som Shos Yochel Shos Rabim, and Bichalas Bezek Gamut Som Me Bayis the Chotzer Shagam Heim Nechshavas Krishos Yochel Shalacher. People's mind, a house being very private, so I'm carrying from one home to another home. I'm carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus. Chatzur, that's not really a rishus. That's how Rashi learned. So the Rashi learns all the way around. So carrying from a house of chatzur alone wouldn't have been what people were worried about. But we're worried about carrying from one home to the other. Wow, I'm carrying from one rishus to another rishus. Because this is my rishus and that's your rishus. Well, I can carry from rishus to rishus. So I can carry from rishus to yachid, to rishus to rabbi. Once they asked, so they asked it to carry to a chatzur also. It's not really a rishus in people's minds. That's how Rashi learned. So it's the opposite of the Rambam. But you end up with both being everything being asur. Just the question is why they asur. Asurim until the fizep. She yisraelim hadorim b'shnei batim b'chotzer. There are two homes in a chotzer. A b'shei chotzeres and two chotzeres. Reheim osim ze al ze. Their presence prohibits the other one. They prohibit carrying from one to the house to the other, or from one house to the public area which is shared, the shared area. Now, what about a situation where we're going to say, so any item which starts out in a house beginning of Shabbos is it defined as a kli bayis? I can't carry my kli bayis from one house to the other. I can't carry my kli bayis from a house to a chutzur, which has not had an eruv. What about an item which is found in the chutzur itself? So chutzur, I want to carry from one chutzur to another chutzur. So you can't really look at a chutzur to a chutzur as rishus to rishus. Well, they're both public areas, so that's your thought process. Or neither one's really like a rishus. So according to Rashi, that's not really a rishus. It's a public rishus, they're both rishus. Well, that's okay. So carrying from chotzer to chotzer maybe isn't the problem. The problem is I can't carry kli bayis from my bayis to my chotzer, from another one chotzer to the next chotzer. If someone started out Shabbos in the chotzer, or on the roof, or in a karfeif, or any of these areas which started out to be, they used to have flat roofs from house to house, so the roofs were not really individually used. It was an area which would, you know, you'd have a shetach of many homes with an open area. So I have a kelim which were left on the roof to start with. So the machlokes in the Gemara, in the Tanoim, how much I'm allowed to carry, does this prohibition of the din of Ruvi Chatzeres apply to items which started out in a public, in a semi-public area, in a common area? Okay. How far do you extend the sister? Does any case where you have a loch rishus yachid, they're prohibited? Kshem shechilkos rishus, also the tata mibayis the chotzer, kachos the tata gami chotzer the chotzer or the mavi acher. You can't carry from one chotzer to the next, or one mavi to another mavi, or one chotzer to a mavi. Again, this argument is only by items which started out in the chotzer to start with. A shechilik rishuyus demarak biyachas the bayis shucholik mehem bichavishus tashmishov. This concept only applies to homes which have a certain hiddenness, a certain privateness to their usage. Abachatzeres b'hamavuos et tashmishim choshev. Unless it means bichashivus tashmishov, it might be probably be a better way of saying it. Probably was a, but when it comes to a chatzar and a mavi, where the usage is not that significant, the type of usage you do with a chatzar, that of a mavi, are not so different. It's all one big area which you can carry from one to the other. Halachi shekol chatzeres agagas varkafifus nikra b'sorry shiplan shedinim krishas yachid nechshavas krishas achas zemut l'taltam izulazu vein isur l'taltam miyabatim aleim mehem labatim. You can carry from a chatzer to another chatzer, from a chatzer to a carpet, from a chatzer to a gag, from a chatzer to a mavi. All these are permitted, but depends a kli b'ayis a kli chatzer. What are we talking about? Yachas akelim l'rishus nikva b'zman k'nisiz ha-shabbos. What type of kli this is, in regard to this halacha of carrying, is decided at the beginning of Shabbos. Kelim shahoy b'zman k'nisiz ha-shabbos b'ba'ayis. Kelim sent it out in the house. Kli b'ayis also l'tziyim l'chatzer, l'movi. You can't carry them from it into the chatzer to the movi. Afim b'mehem shachar Shabbos, yotze b'yisra b'het to the chatzer. So let's see him in Rubik Hatzeris. So I'm allowed to carry from my kli ba'ayis to the chatzer. Okay, now it's in the chatzer. I can carry from a chatzer to a chatzer. No, you can't, because this is a kli ba'ayis. Ulam kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer, kli chatzer, mutzal l'tzim l'rishus ha'yachad acheres. You can't, you may carry items which started out in Shabbos, started out the Shabbos in the chatzer, you may carry from one chatzer to the other. Excuse me. Okay, Rubik Hatzeris. Shomel Tikan Shiye Efshel Taltim Rishus Yechedis Leekod Rishus Acheris Ayde Erev. So he made this prohibition. He also created a way to permit it. And the way the permission comes through what's called an Erev. What is the Erev? We make this, we make all of ourselves a common place to eat. And therefore we look at it, it's not the same way within my own home. I can have 5, 10, 15 people living in my own home. There's not a problem. It's not called a rishu, it's not a problem because we share one common place to eat. Versus the person defines his place by where he eats. So we all have a common place that we share. So this becomes, by extension, all one big happy family. So what do? We take pas, which is they all own jointly, Bechad me about in one of the homes. We look at it as if it's all one big group, and it's not separate rishuyas. And we say Avram called rishuyas rishus achas, and it's all joined together as one. That's a lashon of eruv. It's misarav. It joins together. There's a mistake over there. The pay is extra. We make a bracha on the Rubik Hatzeris, the Sheikh Shomas Abu Tzivonu. Chazal said it's a mitzvah to create a Rubik Hatzeris and permit it. We shouldn't by mistake come to carry. So it is, and this is one of the arguments when they discuss about making a city Erev. One of the arguments is an extension by this halacha, which the Morse says, the word that we discuss is making a city tikkun. Yeah. What we call an Erev, really it's a tikkun mechitzes. Making a city mechitza, if Chazal said within one reshus we should make it in Rubik Hatzeris, because this way people will not come inadvertently to carry, and we're called it a mitzvah, so the same should be true to the making a mechitza around the city, because this way we have the same logic, and that's the argument why it's a mitzvah to make it an Erev around the city. Again, a colloquial Erev, a mechitza around the city, if you want to be precise. So we define the quantity of food per person up to a certain amount, and afterwards we use a set amount, no matter how many people there are. The shear is 18 kegrovers, the size of a dried fig, which is a little bit larger than a kazayas. So per person is one kegrovers per person up to 18. And once it's 18 people, you can, and onwards, you use one. So your box of matzah, that's your box of matzah, which is gets you the right amount. Shetuvim mevuos,
and you don't need express consent. Right? I mean, you know, let's say someone says, oh, "This is those," I don't want to be any part of this at all.
Oh, that's a problem.
It is.
If a person makes express non-consent and removes himself from the Eruv, so now this city has two groups. We have barrel and the rest of the city. Now nobody in the city can carry because there's two groups.
But if he's just silent,
it's silent. We assume that there's a schus for him to join.
Well, the question I would have about that is, I mean, you can imagine that there would be in some areas sort of like the anti-religious people who, if you would ask them, they would say,
"Well, we're going to see that a goy, you have to actually acquire rishus from them." And a non-religious Jew who's Michal Shabbos for Hesed has been like a goy. You have to actually buy rishus from them. You can't sign it up to and that becomes a major headache. Well, there's a way that we have a way we get around it. We get around it is by buying rishus from the police and the fire department, because they have access to every single home in the city in a time of emergency. So they really have rishus in all the homes. So we acquire it from them.
We buy the city.
What?
We buy the city.
Right.
Or access.
Right. Okay. That's all the here. All about Shetufim Uvuos.